Yo, this is it, man. This is the podcast of a century.
Is this the podcast of the century?
Everyone here has been waiting for, including yourself.
I'm hype.
Nice. Hey, man, keep your muscles clenched, all right? I'd like to hear an entire podcast with you building up stamina throughout the entirety of this podcast. I want to hear it all. I want to hear the grunts. There shouldn't be any moans, but if there is...
No, there's a lot of moaning. It's 2018. Everybody moans in the gym.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if I wanted to hear moans, I'd watch tennis, man. Actually, now you can watch men's tennis and hear a bunch of moans, which is odd to me, man. Hey, if you're a guy out there and you're moaning out loud while you're stroking that racket, then, you know, you got something else coming. There's something else wrong with you out there. So, so this is a podcast, man. Welcome. Make yourself at home.
I will do my best.
Nice.
Thanks.
Okay. So, you know, Justin, I believe you're from an area of which I'm used to, known as North Carolina Fayetteville area. And there's a guy from that same city who's making leaps and bounds into becoming one of the rap community's more timeless tale tellers, if you will.
Yeah.
J. Cole.
Hold on one second.
There you go. Yeah, let it all out, man.
No, absolutely. I have been listen to this album nonstop since midnight on Thursday.
Oh my God. That's good.
I get up for work at 6.
Okay. Well, it makes sense that, okay, so you've been listening to it for almost a week now, right?
Yeah, going on a week.
So this is almost essentially like as if I'm interviewing a professional review artist person of this magnitude, man. I mean, what are your thoughts? What are your favorite tracks on this album?
For a couple seconds.
Yeah. Push it. There you go. You can do one more. You got one more in you.
I hit my set rep. I would say, in this particular order, Kevin's Heart is my favorite.
Woo!
Brackets is number 2, and Windowpane is number 3.
Windowpane for me is right up there, dog. That track is awesome, man.
Dude. Yeah. Just yesterday I watched the video for Kevin's Heart and ATM.
And your thoughts for Kevin Hart's appearance in that music video?
Hold on.
I, for one, was so excited to see him being in that, not only a cameo, but he's exclusively as himself. What do you think about that?
I think it's perfect. I think when I saw the album art and saw the title Kevin's Heart, we already knew he was using this album to come out.
Right.
Coming to a couple people. So when I saw that, I didn't know if he was going to go after Kevin Hart.
Right.
I like the way they did it, though. Like, they teamed up. And...
listen, this is a great rehabilitation project for Kevin to come out there. I mean, obviously, he looked at kind of wrongly. Maybe not wrongly in a sense, because he did do wrong to his wife by cheating on her. But he's admitting his mistakes, and now he's kind of out here proving to people that, yo, he is feeling a sort of a sense of, you know, pain, if you will, that he probably should have never done these things to begin with.
Yeah, no, most definitely.
These are all relatable aspects of every man's life. If you will. I mean, if you think about Kevin Hart, and what he's gone through, I feel like, you know, not to say everyone and every guy cheats out there, But there have been times in almost every man's life where he's had to come to the same transitional period where he had to make a choice that was either wrong or right. Nobody's perfect out here. And I'm here to see Kevin Hart, you know, really prove to people that he is sentimental in a sense.
I think, honestly, I feel for Kevin Hart. I understand what it's like to be in that situation. You do the bad thing, you cheat, and you come back, you know, I'm never going to do this, I'm never going to do this again. It's in our DNA as men. Like,
oh, my God.
It's bad. It's bad to say.
End this pod because I did not know that you were a guy like that. I'm old.
You don't know, you don't know your best friend, bro? I'm out here. I throw this shit over
really
nothing.
Out here.
Nah, but it's a thing. It's a thing. It's hard. It's hard to, like, you can have the perfect girl. I'll use this as my last relationship.
Okay.
Had the perfect girl. It's amazing. Everything I ever wanted, right?
Okay.
But you get something.
Yeah.
You like it. You still want more. And so I love that line in Kevin's Hart. He said, I want my cake and another cake, too, even if that baker don't bake like you. You just want that shit. And my friend Tan actually explained this shit to me using Dora the Explorer. Because I never understood it. I never understood why men had to go and get that extra shit. And we were talking about Dora the Explorer for some reason because we're a bunch of fucking kids. She explained to me, I told her Swiper was whack because he don't ever get nothing. He just gets it and has to give it back. She explained to me is the same way dudes always want to fuck somebody else's girl, same way Swiper operates.
Mm.
He just wants to take it to say that he can. It's not about keeping it,
wow.
You know, nurturing or anything. It's just to say, hey, at any time, I can do this shit. It's an ego thing. And it's terrible.
And so what you're saying is it's not enough, really? It's just sort of game that we're playing with ourselves?
Yeah. And I think eventually you grow out of it, you find the right person.
But you know what, man? Yeah. It comes with trials and tribulations in a sense.
Yeah, if you ain't making mistakes.
And Kevin Hart's
you're not trying.
He's really out there. And you know what, man? I respect greatly what J. Cole did in the sense that he had spoken beforehand to Kevin Hart prior to the release of his album. Because if not, then more than likely you'll see Kevin Hart bashed and ridiculed.
Right.
And he won't be on that music video because, yo, you just backhanded me with this comment. You know
well,
what
see, that's another thing. Like I was saying, we thought J. Cole was coming out after all these little mumble rappers, these drug rappers, and everything like that.
And then he could have easily slandered Kevin.
Oh, yeah. But that wasn't the thing. J. Cole's not coming at anybody with this album. He's using this album as a platform to speak with how he feels from his point. This whole album is basically from his point of view on how he's seeing the world today. He's called out Fayetteville on this album. He's calling out young black men. He's calling out the government. He's calling out drug rappers. He's telling them about how, yeah, you're getting all this money, but it doesn't last. When he called out Lil Pump at the beginning of 1985, and he was like, yo, glad you got out your mama's house. Maybe you can buy your mama a house.
Okay.
He's really just telling these cats, like, yo, it's not going
to
last.
And at the same point in the moment in time when I was listening to that the same way as you, I feel like rather than him sort of schooling everybody, maybe he was speaking about his own experience as far as you know,
everything on this album is that way.
Absolutely.
Because like, if you listen to the lyrics, he'll even say, man, like I got like ATM, you know, I got addicted to big wheels, big bills, big thrills, and it's all over, you know. Like one of the best metaphors in that video is when he's with the girl at the end of the video, he ain't got no more money,
and he doesn't have an arm or a leg, like
right.
And that was over.
That was the metaphor. It was like, yo, yeah, he did it all for that girl. He had no more money. Paid an arm and a leg for this car, even though he couldn't afford to put gas in it. He said, fuck it, just to impress a chick, which a lot of dudes out here are doing right now. And
yo, you know what the hardest part about that is, to be honest, in a sense, is that, you know, women like that, they actually are watching you give up everything. And guess what? They're not here to stop you.
No, they're here to train
you to quit.
They're here to drain you until you ain't got no more to give, and
guess
they can move on to the next guy.
She more than likely won't be available at the moment when you're laying down there with your $1.
No, sir, because she done found somebody with $6, and that's enough to get two Big Macs.
Listen, what? Hey, man, just to close out on Kevin's heart, he says, but she plants a seed, lingers in my mind. told
oh,
me,
God, I love
told
that.
Myself I'm strong enough to shake it, and I'm trying, but I'm only human. Listen, oh my God. How right. often does that moment kind of, maybe it's a fictional moment in a man's mind himself, but it's there because, you know, I don't know if you're looking at me like that, but oh, let me stop. You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking at the reason Kevin's Hart is my favorite is because it is by far the most, in my opinion, the realest song on the album. There's so many quotable lines from it that aren't just quotes. They make perfect sense. Like, you know, monkey on my back made me run 100 miles. Mm. Guilt make a nigga feel fake when he smile. Like, you can, like,
you can
shit
feel
like
those
that.
Lines, man.
I feel all of them, dog. When he's talking about fucking, shoot, God, this whole album. But this song in particular really, really gets
well,
me.
Let me hit up one more before we move on to brackets, because I'd like to talk about brackets. I would like to get your thought on Heaven is a Mind State. I've been a couple times.
Yeah, I've been.
Man.
That's real. Because you know what? It's the fucking truth.
Heaven
is a
mind state. We're living beings, right, Justin? We're living
Absolutely.
Beings right now. So what in our world is heaven? Listen. I've been a couple times. I've had that euphoric feeling every other day where I feel like I'm on top of the world. Heaven is only
Absolutely.
A mind state in the living being.
Yes, and I love that. I've been a couple times. It's true. For me, heaven was when I was high as hell.
Wait,
lay
my
heaven
last.
Was...
Before you continue with that, I'm not saying heaven isn't real. What I'm
no.
saying... is
in,
I'm
in
a living being right,
right
now.
In the plane
and
of
so
existence
the,
that we're in,
the plane of
heaven
existence.
Is just a mindset.
Thank you.
I completely understand that. I completely understand. And honestly, it's the truth. Like I said, sometimes heaven was when I was drunker than I've ever been in my life. Sometimes heaven was when I was higher. Than
hey.
Sometimes heaven was waking up right next to my girl and being like, yo, she's still asleep. Let me go make breakfast real quick and surprise her. You know what I mean?
It's moments, man.
Yes, that's exactly what it's fucking
it
moments.
Some people think they need to have an entire day. Some people feel like they can have a hot streak of a week long or a month long or years long. Man, for me, man, I'm living out here right now, bro. It's a moment that you need to cherish, man. And that's
yeah,
why heaven is a mind state. I've only been a couple times, but that to me stands out as one of the album's more... you know, the entire project, it really stands out as a powerful line.
The album itself is a masterpiece. Like, actually, I wanted to say, I got off topic about this. I'm sorry, but the video for Kevin's Hart, there's one yeah. moment that I think gets overlooked a little bit by a lot of people, and it's this scene where he pulls up to the stoplight, and the girl on his right starts flirting with him, and he waves her off. Like, he's just like, nah. But then the lady in the car on his left is looking at him like, oh, you dog. I can't believe you're doing this. You got a wife. Like, he's not doing anything wrong at all. He even was like, nah, girl, I don't want nothing. But somebody else's
yeah,
perspective can take
Perception's
that.
Perception's a motherfucker, man.
Exactly. Take that and run with it. I'm like, yo, it's such a powerful scene. And then he just drives off like, no, I don't want to deal with it. Like,
well, the problem with perception in my mind is that we have no control over anyone else's. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I could do right by him as I'm pointing up in the sky, although I may not be doing right by the people around me. Therefore, to them, it looks like I'm doing wrong. So who's in the wrong, actually? The people that are judging me for what they see from their vantage point, or myself for not concerning myself over their thought process in me?
It all goes back to perspective, my dude. You know, some people, your wrongs may not be my wrongs. My rights may not be your rights. Everything
so,
is crazy.
Speaking on that behalf, Justin, there's a lot of the rap community, obviously, who really enjoyed this album and have given Cole his props, his dues. There also has been, I believe, in the younger community of our world that has created a meme of... It's fun to poke holes through Cole, for that matter. You know, and like you said, with perception, that's what it kind of boils down to is, from my vantage point, yo, I see Cole as one of the godlike characters in rap right now who isn't touchable, you know, in a sense that he has created his own sound. He can write. He can produce. And then there's other people who just like to shit on Cole, and I don't know where that comes from.
I'll tell you exactly where that comes from. I will tell you exactly where that comes from, because I saw a meme the other day and it said, you know, everybody's so hyped up on the Canadian and K-Dot because, you know, they're everywhere and this, that, and the other. And they're like, but people don't appreciate J. Cole because he's definitely top three right now, but he's really like
that guy who ruins it for the rest of us.
No, he said that to finish it, he said, and this is beautiful to me. J. Cole is the Tim Duncan of hip hop. He's all about the fundamentals.
Mr. Fundamental.
Like, you know, he's all about the fundamentals. He's real and he stays to his base and everything, but he's just not as like, he's not like the big superstar.
Well, I saw something else that said that.
No, absolutely. Because I saw another thing. It was like, somebody was like, you know, everybody always has to say J. Cole's music ain't for everybody. One of them said J. Cole's music, you got to have a certain amount of student loan debt to appreciate J. Cole. And that shit made me laugh so hard because it's true, because a lot of his lyrics, like, so I've listened to this album so much this week because so many of the lyrics go over my head the first time I'm hearing
it. But it's relatable. It, as long as you can put yourself in his shoes, it's relatable.
It's not even that. It's about listening to what he says. Like, you'll go back and hear things. Like, he at one point in a song, he said, fuck boy, nigga, you can't tag me. I'm it. Like, you can't touch me. And like, when I heard it at first, I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. But I'm like, wait a minute. No, this nigga's it. They're playing tag. You can't tag the nigga who's it. He's trying to get you. Like, he's a predator. Yeah. He's a predator. Y'all are the prey. So, like, y'all are trying to come to him and say all this stuff. It's nuts. The whole album. It's a masterful album.
So, speaking on you know, how deeply you've gotten into these rhymes, you mentioned earlier, Justin, about this song Bracket.
I do.
That has a lot of gems inside, man.
Yes, it does.
What is your thought process involved when listening to a track like Bracket?
I fucking love it.
What was it to you, though, man?
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry, my anime app's going off. It was, man, I got to be honest, I feel bad because I haven't listened to Brackets in a minute. Like, Kevin's heart is on my mind so hard right now.
Let me tell you like this, bro. When I listen to Brackets, I just imagine, you know, having these sort of problems that nobody else is dealing with right now, and that if I had a lot of money, I wouldn't want to be complaining to everybody else that I have a lot of money problems. You see what I'm saying? Whereas,
no, wait, says, Brackets, that is my shit. I'm sorry. That's where he has a little skit, and he's like, about to call my Uncle Sam, and he said, man, yeah, half my money. You better suck half my dick. Yeah. See, but that, I'm sorry to cut you off. That's one of the reasons Brackets was my shit, because
no,
that was a song
where
he's talking about all these motherfuckers. Like, yo, yeah, you all about getting this money. You are all about getting this money, and you're going to realize you got your first meal. You got about $495,000, actually, because you got to pay all these taxes. You got to pay all these other people and this, that, and the other. So you think you big balling, and you so quick to spend it all, but you don't realize exactly what you're getting into. And he's, like, really preaching on that track. Like, I think that's the track where he comes out a little bit and starts talking about Fayetteville.
He did. He opened up a new idea to a guy like myself who doesn't have millions, but who said tax spent on useless stuff. Like, his money is hard earned, apparently, is what he's telling us, and that he should be allowed to pick where his tax money goes to, because he looks at these schools and these schools don't have any money put into it for any of the kids, any of the younger generation, rather than the money going to companies who make guns. That was sort of the comparison in the, I believe, the second verse. If I'm wrong, you know, just let me know, but it's true.
I wish I was a little more prepared for this, actually, because I have so many thoughts. But I'm actually about to go back to the gym. But, like,
yeah, it's actually a really tough comparison from my vantage point to agree with Cole on. But I see where he's coming from on behalf of, hey, I'm already spending millions of cash on taxes. Why can't I put that tax money to something that's worth it to me?
Right,
like school system.
Set a line in the pockets of the big wigs and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, he says to the companies that create guns. He's obviously very sentimental when it comes to all the shootings and killings that happen in our world today. And where's all his tax money going? More than likely to the same consumers, to the same people, to the same big companies that are creating those weapons.
This is true. This is true. Actually, I'm sorry. I got a segue because I'm looking at this picture. Kanye wearing this Make America Great Again hat, and it has niggas going crazy.
Twitter's mad right now. Twitter's upset.
But you know what? This is one of the top reasons I fuck with Kanye so hard, because he don't give a fuck. He said it even in the tweet. Was like, yo, you can't stop me from loving this cat because he's still my brother. We're both fucking dragons. He's like, we both have dragon energy. It's like, so it, you know, I don't agree with what he says or what he does, but I still fuck with the dude.
Yeah, like, you know? for me, I can't get impressionable when it comes to, artists and their personalities, really, because if I do, then I'll be drawing lines against people who I actually enjoy their music by, because I'm not going to get sentimental here. You know what I'm saying here? I'm allowing the people who do these things or to kind of dangle that carrot. You know, obviously he wants people to see him like that, and he knows the sort of reaction that more than likely will happen amongst his fan base, really, his own foundational, by this character that he's creating amongst his own people. But he's basically separating himself from everybody else below him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, absolutely. Kanye's a fucking god. I don't care what anybody says. Kanye is a god in the rap culture. He, not only from his producing and his style of rapping and everything, but his persona as a whole. That man has taken the personality of being an asshole and turned it into a fucking occupation.
So he's had this heel turn for it, like, ages ago. Like, since
it started on 808s and Heartbreaks.
808 and Heartbreaks, right?
It started on 808s and Heartbreaks.
Although, I must say, there wasn't many fans who dropped off of Kanye West.
You don't drop off Kanye. You take a step back and wonder about that nigga's mental health, even though you know he's okay, but you don't drop off on Kanye.
But you don't drop off Kanye. So my thing to you is this. Like we said before, like we always do with this time.
I go for mine. You stupid.
He's creating this controversy, but who's going to stop buying his stuff?
Okay, but that is exactly my point.
Everybody's still going to want the new Yeezy.
I have said this to so many people. Listen to this, right? Kanye West, he's fucking crazy. He is personified being an asshole, right?
Yeah, he might be ruining his relationship with Kim and Kris Jenner, apparently.
Hell no! Kim was on Twitter today defending the shit out of Kanye.
But no, I'm not saying that he is. What I'm saying is that he could be, like, he might be able to sabotage everything that they've worked hard for, as far as their image in public. Oh hell no!
This is Kanye being Kanye. This is what Kanye does. This man's been MIA for a minute, right? Everybody knows he's been up in Wyoming working on this new album, right?
Right. He's been in Wyoming working on the album, but now he's on Twitter daily, every minute of the day.
That's what Kanye does. He comes out of nowhere right before the album comes out. Gets all the hype back around Kanye by doing ridiculous shit. If you've been reading his tweets,
marketing tool.
Everything Kanye does is PR, dog. Everything. Why, there's no reason for him to be chumming it up with Trump and everything like that out of fucking nowhere. Everybody's talking about him.
I could see, you know, his sales at Walmart throughout the nation skyrocket if he's wearing the MAGA hat. I'm just saying,
you're missing the big picture. It's not to cater to one specific group. Okay. This is just to get the world talking about. This is marketing and it's fucking fine.
Guess what we're doing right now?
Talking about Kanye West. The dude is a genius. Kanye West is a fucking genius. He did this shit. Everybody's
talking
about
him. How do you outsmart the genius? Do you never?
I think
he always going to be steps ahead of us? Or are we just like his little pets that are feeding into his bait?
That's part of what makes him a genius. It's like, you don't outsmart the genius.
Because honestly, we already know exactly what he's fucking doing. We know exactly why he's doing everything. Is that going to stop us from going and getting the album or talking about him or being hyped that this shit is happening?
I'm looking forward to his Ghost Kids album with Kid Cudi.
Kid See Ghosts, yeah.
He's talking about Teyana Taylor and Nas dropping albums. I'm excited for every project that he's talking about. Now, I will not say, though, that I'll be surprised if those don't drop. I'll wait until I see it, for sure, with Kanye West.
I don't know.
He better drop that stuff. That's what I'm saying. If he does this stuff, he better actually do this stuff.
I wholeheartedly believe he will. Honestly, as hard as he's been working, like, I've been following this shit for months. Listen, I love Kanye.
Justin, we grew up together. We grew up with Kanye West. Kanye West grew us up.
Right? And he cultivated us.
In the Chevy Cavalier, man. In
the 05 Cavalier.
Come on, man. Like, that's what I'm saying is, I'm not dropping off Kanye ever, but I do have a sentiment to go ahead and question his authority at times.
But that's what keeps you coming back. That's what I'm saying.
I've never left. That's what I'm saying, though, is I can step back, like you said before, like you mentioned prior, and say,
right? But that's what keeps you on the edge of your seat. It's at the same time. You remember when we used to listen to Dane Cook heavy? Remember we used to listen to Dane Cook like crazy?
Yeah.
And that one joke. Basically, we want to leave Kanye. We want to leave, but we can't because our CDs are still in his truck.
Yeah, I left that CD in your truck, man. Don't forget it.
We can't do that about it.
Hey, Kanye, yo. So, yeah, you remember that one CD that I left over there? Yeah.
I'll tell you what, even if some of these albums aren't true, we'll be mad for a week, but then we'll still be like, all right, when is it actually coming? And we'll still be talking about it. We'll still be talking about it. We'll still be waiting. Still
The Life of Pablo was great as far as sonically goes, as far as musically goes. Now, as far as it's a lot different, though, to me, when it comes to the structure or the construct of the album itself. It seemed almost as if it was like a collage, if you will, and not so much as an idea, one singular idea for the entire album, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? That's a damn good way to describe that. So I've been listening to the album like crazy lately.
It's just all over the place.
Right, right.
Now, I'm not saying that I don't listen to it and like it. I'm saying where is he taking us from here? Where do we go from here with Kanye? I mean, like you said, we're just here for the fucking ride at this point.
Yeah, that's right. We got season passes, huh?
Good Lord.
No, you know what I will say, though? Watching Kanye's tweets, listening to J. Cole's album, listening to songs Drake has dropped over the past few months and stuff, I think hip-hop is slowly but surely trying to get away from all the drug rapping and things like that and kind of getting back to it's getting away from rap and kind of going back to hip hop. It's just storytelling again. People are making points. Like, God's Plan was a dope, like the video for that was dope. The words behind it was kind of dope. It didn't make a lot of sense to me with the video and everything, but it kind of boils down to it being God's plan. Like, I got this money, I'm gonna help y'all. Speaking his words from his point of view, calling out people, also trying to lift people up at the same time through just wisdom. Kanye, some of his tweets are like, you know, challenge everything. You know, a lot of stuff is being more positive right now, and it seems like
now Kanye West can inspire somebody to do something crazy, but nonetheless is inspiring, I must say.
Yeah, absolutely. And I honestly think
he's at least inspiring, provoking thoughts.
That's
a talent.
I'm not gonna lie, out of all the albums that are coming out, like, June is gonna be a ridiculous month for hip hop. If all this is true.
Yeah, I went and I actually looked, now that you mention it, I did notice on my calendar today that June was on flames. Like I actually flipped the calendar.
Right.
And,
you didn't want to burn your house down.
It burst into flames. Right. And I have Kanye and Drake to thank for that, so.
All right, between Kanye, Drake, Teyana Taylor, Kid Cudi, and Kanye, man, you got so much coming out.
It's not fair, man.
It's not. It's gonna be.
We're just these guys out here living our best life out here, right. and yet these guys in music today now are just consuming our lives. Like, it's just not fair to us as a consumer.
I'm actually super glad my iPhone is like 64 gigs, so I can get all this music, because this is. it's going to be nuts, dude. And I think I really, like I said, out of all the albums that are dropping, I'm most excited to hear Pusha T right now.
Heck yeah.
Because I kind of know, you kind of already know the direction Drake's album is starting to go
in. He's the best throwback. Can I say that about Pusha? That he's the best throwback sort of rapper today in music, because not only can you not assume, you don't even need to assume that he's doing these things. You understand at this point that Pusha's been there, done that.
Hey, if you understand where he's from, being from Portsmouth, Virginia, dog.
Man, listen.
I love, that's why I'm hyped, because seeing J. Cole kind of come out, talk about his city, talk about things like that. And the way Pusha raps, it's hard.
And from Carolina and Virginia. Stand up.
You know, shit, I got everybody. But it's like Pusha's style of rap, it's gangster. It's gangster rap. And he comes at you hard, but he's quick with
but
the wit.
But he does it clever, man.
Yeah, and he's clever. So I'm like, I want to hear that. If he's going to come out and speak on things he wants to speak about while still doing, you know, like his Pusha music, I'm going to be hyped. I'm going to be real hyped. That's going to be good workout music. That's going to be good just chilling, vibing to music.
And let it happen, huh?
It's gonna be good, man. It's really gonna be a good month. My entire summer playlist is going to be reggae and hip hop. I don't even have room for country music this year.
That's not fair to country, man.
Hey, fuck country right now, though.
What rap's doing? But anyways, man, I just wanted to call you, wrap things up for the podcast today. Yo, appreciate you. Honestly, you're one of the best to do this thing in the podcast community, so props to you, Jay.
Let your people know I'll be a regular here soon. It's your boy Justin, aka the Black Intellectual, aka 07 Kanye, aka Young Lando. Woo!
So, yes, yeah, sir.
We'll be making this thing happen.
If everybody likes this pod, go ahead and give us a shout out on Twitter. You can find us at Yo Justo or at Sarcastic Asset, and go find our merchandise, fadedresponse.com.
FAYDED, y'all. Check it out. Check it out. Support the homies.
All right, y'all. Hey, be good. We'll hit you up with another podcast this weekend.
Yeah. One love, y'all.